Today is Wednesday, August 18th, 2021. For KUNR News, I'm Michelle Rivera. According to the Washoe County Health District, COVID-19 cases, hospitalizations, and deaths are increasing. KUNR's Lucia Starbuck has details.
The Washoe County Health District is reporting 14 COVID-related deaths so far this month. There were 10 deaths in June and July combined. There are 131 people hospitalized in Washoe County for confirmed or suspected COVID-19 as of Tuesday. Health district officials are concerned that there is a healthcare workforce shortage, and hospitals likely can't face another surge like last winter. The county is seeing the same number of cases reported per day that were seen last November at the early stages of the deadliest surge. Currently, there are more than 3,200 active cases. Washoe County is only behind Carson City in the highest rate of vaccinations, with nearly 59% of eligible residents fully vaccinated. Lucia Starbuck, KUNR News.
As tens of thousands of Washoe County School District students continue their second week of classes, more than a dozen schools have sent home staff and students for possible exposure to COVID-19. A total of 16 schools have reported that a student or staff member has attended school while positive for COVID-19. The cases have resulted in 130 exclusions. Exclusions are individuals who have had close contact with a person who's infected. The Reno Gazette Journal is reporting that 10 of the 16 schools are elementary schools, where most students are too young to receive a COVID-19 vaccine. Advocates say the Biden administration's announcement this week to permanently boost the food aid program SNAP will make a difference for hungry Americans. But in our region, where income inequality is growing, they say updating the poverty line would make a bigger dent. The Mountain West News Bureau's Robin Vincent reports.
The poverty line is a benchmark created by the federal government in the 1960s. It's based on the cost of food. Charles Brennan is with the Colorado Center on Law and Policy. He says it doesn't capture the true scope of economic insecurity.
Things like healthcare, housing, transportation, childcare costs, all things that aren't really used to estimate the poverty threshold.
These are all factors that make living in the West increasingly hard. When Brennan looked at all these aspects, he found the number of people living in poverty in Colorado in 2019 jumped threefold. Brennan says that rise is likely applicable across the region. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Robin Vincent.
An affordable housing development in South Lake Tahoe is now seeking funding. As the Tahoe Daily Tribune reports, the multifamily and mixed-use project called Sugar Pine Village will have 248 affordable housing units on two parcels of California Tahoe Conservancy asset land. South Lake Tahoe was selected as one of the areas permitted to construct affordable housing units on state-owned land, such as the Conservancy. It's part of an executive order from California Governor Gavin Newsom. Only a fifth of Lake Tahoe residents can afford to buy or rent a median-priced home, according to the Tahoe Prosperity Center. And it's almost football season. That has one NFL team in our region requiring fans to show proof of vaccination if they want to attend home games. Our Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie reports.
The Las Vegas Raiders are the second NFL team in the nation to require those in attendance to be vaccinated. Fans will show proof through a mobile app and can go to games without wearing a mask. Unvaccinated people have a couple of options. They can get the shot at the stadium and enter wearing a mask, or they can get a refund. Here's Raiders owner Mark Davis at a press conference at the stadium.
When you look at it, it's not just about you, it's the person sitting next to you. And that's who we're trying to protect as well.
Nevada has struggled with a rise in COVID-19 cases this summer and has implemented a mask mandate and other restrictions for high transmission areas, including Las Vegas. The NFL is allowing each team to make their own decisions regarding COVID-19 safety precautions for fans. For instance, the Arizona Cardinals are encouraging attendees to wear masks while at games but aren't requiring vaccination. Meanwhile, the Denver Broncos say they will keep areas sanitized, but they have not encouraged fans to wear masks. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.
And for KUNR News, I'm Michelle Rivera.